The month of Allah presents Ahkam, Islamic Commandments of Fasting by Hujjatul Islam Khakdaman.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Hello, greetings, welcome to our program. Thank God that this opportunity is again for us to be able to talk about the month of Ramadan and specific things about that that we need to know. This episode I'm going to talk about those people who have excuses and they are not fasting, but a couple of actions are very much advised and a couple of things are wanted for them to do. Even though they are not fasting, but we want them to do some stuff which makes them the same color with those who are fasting, right? Now, let's call them, name them one by one. The first part are travelers. You know, we talked about that before. Travelers meeting the condition of traveling, they do not fast. The second group of people, those who are sick, they cannot fast, again, in month of Ramadan. The third group of people, women who are inside their menstrual period, they are experiencing their period, it means that they cannot fast. All right, for example, these three people, they have excuse, it's, you know, it's legal, it's okay, it's valid, they should not fast, and the month of Ramadan is going, but the people around them, they are fasting. We are going to talk about recommended actions in the eyes of God that goes towards them. They are the audience. If you are not fasting, God says that I want you to follow a couple of rules, to do a couple of things, even though you are not fasting. It is recommended for them to not drink so much, not to eat so much. Make them very close to the people who are fasting. What do the people who are fasting do? They just stop themselves to do a couple of actions, not eating, not drinking, you know, not committing sins, you know, not throwing up, not having intercourse, a couple of things that we talked about before, right? If you are not fasting, it is not good to feel free, completely free. Oh, to feel liberated. I'm not fast, so I do whatever I want. No, this is month of Ramadan. Don't deprive yourself of the blessings, you know. Let it come to you. You are not fast. You don't have this opportunity, but you have some more opportunities. You have some more chances to pay attention to. Being like the people who are fasting, acting like them, you know, accompanying them in their experience is a bonus for you. It is very recommended. The last thing to say is for the moment of iftar, right? The moment of the night, which azan starts to say, and we call that iftar. People who are fasting, they start to eat. Saying prayers is recommended to be, you know, to be done before iftar. Means God really likes you to say your prayers before you start eating, before you do the iftar. But if there are a couple of people, for example, around the table waiting for you, or if you feel very hungry and thirsty and you feel very weak, you cannot continue any more seconds, you cannot say your prayers because you cannot pay attention much to God, you feel so weak, you feel so in need of food, then in that situation, go to the table and start eating. So if saying prayers, in other words, let me say that's more in a more simple way. If starting to have food is necessary for you, and it's difficult for you to say prayers, your attention is less, so say the prayer, don't say the prayers. I mean, go to the table and have your food. Or if you cannot say prayers, but respecting to the other people's presence, they want you to come, they are waiting for you. For example, your parents or your brothers and sisters, they are waiting for you, they have not started until you come. And you want to say your prayers. No, go and start, eat a little bit with them, accompany them, and then come back and say your prayers. But be sure your prayers do not be delayed from the Fadilat time. Means do not let them be much delayed. Thank you so very much and goodbye.